There are a lot of questions about the Medicare enrollment period. Now, I am one of those senior citizens who doesn't know how to retire, so I'm very familiar with Medicare, but there's a lot of stuff that you need to learn, and the terminology can be very confusing.
That's right. There is a lot to know and a lot to keep up with, that's for sure.
And the enrollment period, it goes on, what, for another 2 or 3 weeks now?
That's right. So we are in the annual enrollment period, and it ends December 7th. So now is the time to take action. And whatever plan changes you make, they go into effect January 1st of 2026.
And the terms, they can be confusing, as I mentioned, because we hear the term Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement, Part D. It's just a little bit overwhelming for a lot of people who, if they're not used to it.
That's right. And I'm here. I'm happy to break it down to try and simplify what each of those mean. When you think about Medicare Supplement, you have Original Medicare, and Medicare Sup, or I call it Med Sup, helps to pay for costs that Medicare does not cover. And then when you look at Medicare Advantage, that combines your hospital and your doctor's coverage and your prescription drug coverage normally. And it also can include extras like dental, vision, hearing, or fitness. And then Part D is for your prescription drug coverage. And oftentimes, that if you're looking for coverage outside of medical, then you want to make sure that you have a Part D plan as well.
Now, I think a lot of people get confused when they just say, well, you're eligible now for Medicare. That basic Medicare, what does it cover and what doesn't it cover?
Yeah, that's right. So there's Part A and Part B. And Part A covers your hospital visits. And Part B covers what we call professional or your doctor's visit. But here's the thing, that does not mean that all services are covered. And typically with Original Medicare, there is no out-of-pocket max. So you want to make sure that you have got additional coverage with Medicare Supplement or Medicare Advantage to help fill in the gaps, as well as Part D.
And I think that that Part D, the prescription drug coverage, that can be very confusing and very surprising, I believe, to a lot of people as well.
Absolutely. That's right. So you when you're evaluating, you want to make sure that whatever prescription medications you are on, that the plan covers everything that you're taking.
And you know, one other thing that I think a lot of people are probably not aware of, but I ran into this myself last year because I stayed with the same company, but I had to change my plans because one plan with that company was no longer offered. So one plan with a company is not the same as another plan with a company.
That's right. All plans are different. And you know, speaking of changes, when you are enrolled in Medicare, you receive an annual notice of change. It's also called an ANOC. And this comes in the mail in September, and it will alert you to the changes that you need to know regarding your specific plan. But then you can take that information and use it to compare or benchmark against other plans that are available in the market. But the key here is during this annual period, it's your opportunity to shop and consider what plans what plans are available for the upcoming year, because you don't want to get caught by surprise.
And Jesse, you mentioned in the market. Now, one thing I did not realize until a couple of years ago myself was that these plans with the same company, they don't necessarily offer the same plan every place. It can vary to as small an area as county by county.
That's right. So that's important to know that plan offerings are geographically specific, and it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Jesse,
but there are resources out there, too, to help you evaluate what your options are.
And I was going to ask you, where is the best comprehensive place to go to find out the right Medicare plan for each individual?
There are a lot of great resources, and you just don't have to be afraid to ask for help. So as a reminder, this is your time to evaluate your options until December 7th to decide for your coverage. A couple of places that I would recommend going for help. You can shop for plans at home with the Medicare Plan Finder. If you go to medicare.gov, you can find and compare plans there, or you can also call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And that's...
if you have questions about your benefits, you can also talk with your doctor, a great resource, or you can call customer service at the health plan wherever you're insured today.
Very...
and then finally,
No, I was going to say very important information, and the time is of the essence on this because December 7th will be here before you know it.
That's right. Quickly approaching.
Jesse, thank you so much for taking time out this morning to help explain some of the nuances of the Medicare enrollment period.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, you know, I'm with HealthSpring, and we would also love to help you. We've got experts that can help you find a plan that works best for you. So we recommend going to healthspring.com, or you can call 877-349-2897. That's 877-349-2897. And again, we'd love to hear from you and offer help.